This is Market U, helping you find your golden nugget to success. Here's your host, Taryn Ashley.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Taryn Ashley with another episode of Market U. I am always thankful and appreciative that you guys take a full hour out of your day and spend your most valuable commodity with us, which is your time. I am so thrilled and delighted to have our next guest on. She is a business working associate. She's amazing at what she does. She's more like a superstar, I think. She is Molly Pittman, Vice President at Digital Marketer. She started as an intern knowing absolutely nothing about digital marketing and really worked her way up the ranks, made her way to vice president, and now she focuses on traffic and manages Digital Marketer and the marketing campaign. So this is a lady that you are definitely going to want to listen to. So Molly, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us. I appreciate that very, very nice introduction, Taryn. That was way more than I expected. But yeah, thanks, everybody, for hopping on today. I agree, your time is valuable, so I will try to make this, time well spent.
Good, good. So I hear that you are going to share some really, really fantastic and universally applicable strategies for our listeners. So no matter what industry they're in, no matter what they're trying to do in business, they can take what you're going to teach today and apply it just across the board.
Absolutely. If you have a business or, if you have a product or a service, you have something that people want, this strategy will definitely be applicable for you. And we're really going to talk about, how to get eyeballs on your product or service or whatever you have to offer people. How do you find your target market through online traffic?
So how do we do this, Miss Molly? Take us through what I call step one.
Absolutely. So, just to preface the steps here, again, I am going to cover a very simple traffic strategy for you guys. Like we said, no matter what market you have, as long as you have something that people want, this is a simple and, very easy to execute traffic strategy. So at Digital Marketer, we always talk about, how are we going to acquire customers at break even or better? So that means, how are we going to spend a dollar on traffic and make sure that we get at least a dollar back, hopefully more, all while acquiring customers? Because we know if we can acquire customers, we can sell them, more products or services down the line. So that's really what we use traffic for at Digital Marketer. So really, traffic is all about putting your message in front of the right audience. Obviously, during this presentation, I can't craft a marketing message for every one of you. But like I said, if you do have a viable product or service, this is the method you should use to really get eyeballs onto your offer. So, people ask, well, where do I find traffic? Is there a traffic store? Everyone talks about paid media and paid traffic, but, where do you really find traffic? And it's interesting because Digital Marketer, we always say, no one has a traffic problem, right? If you have a viable product or service, we can find traffic for you because traffic really is about figuring out where your market is. And if you can buy traffic where your market is, then you are putting your marketing message in front of the right audience. So people ask, Molly, where should I go for traffic? Should I go to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, SEO, Google? Should I do display advertising? The little banners that you see on websites. Should I use content distribution networks, which are the little paid ads at the end of articles? You'll notice on on bigger websites, it says other articles from around the web. Those are actually paid ads. This is really just the tip of the iceberg in terms of paid advertising platforms. You can pay for someone to email their list about your product. You can really pay for traffic anywhere on the web. And that's really mind-boggling for some people because, you know, where do I start? You know, it's not like you can go to Amazon and buy traffic. There isn't really a place that aggregates all of this traffic and allows you to really select your market. So you have to get creative, and really what you have to do is to do some thinking. And, you know, obviously if you do have a product or service and a business, you know who your target market is. And you should really think, you know, where is my market hanging out? And if you can figure that out, that's absolutely where you should buy traffic. So, for example, if you were selling a product or service to teenagers, you probably wouldn't use Facebook because the Facebook demographics are a little bit older. You would want to use a platform like Twitter. That's just an example of, you know, where is my market hanging out? You obviously want to advertise on a platform where you can actually reach those people. So where should you start? And we really recommend everyone to start with Facebook advertising. And the reason we recommend starting with Facebook is for a few different reasons. The ad platform is easy to use. The targeting options are insane. So there's a ton of different, you know, interest targeting. You can target by location. You can target by job title. You can target people who are parents of children from ages 0 to 3. You can target people who eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I'm not kidding. The targeting options on Facebook are really incredible and honestly kind of funny sometimes. Also, you know, Facebook has 1.3 billion users. So that's why we do recommend you start on Facebook, unless you're in a niche like dating or weight loss. There are a few markets that Facebook doesn't allow to run ads. But honestly, if you're going to start with paid advertising and you are allowed to advertise on the Facebook network, we absolutely recommend you start for these three reasons here. We recommend that you start with Facebook. And I'm really going to give you a quick jumpstart strategy to get going with Facebook. And I'm also going to give you 6 sneaky tricks to really optimize your campaign. So you should be able to leave this presentation and create a really awesome Facebook advertising campaign and find your market in no time.
It is awesome, Molly. I know I am excited. And I have to jump in really quick because I want to assure those out there that have never done this before that you can do this. And I know Molly is going to go into the how easy this is because, Molly, I know that what keeps a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs from doing this is not that they don't like the idea. It's that they're scared, they're overwhelmed, they think it's this big, massive monster that they won't know how to tame.
Absolutely. And it's scary to spend money when you feel like you don't know what you're doing exactly. And really with this strategy, you know, I'm going to walk step by step, bullet point, you know, you really can't screw up with this strategy. I'm only recommending you spend $100 total. So, you know, if you spend $100 and you hate it and it doesn't work, you know, find me on Facebook. Molly, this didn't work for me. You know, I'll check out your ads and tell you why I think that it didn't work. But I promise if you follow these steps and you really pay attention and you really think about your market and you think about where they are on Facebook, we can absolutely make this work. And I'm also going to give you know, a phone number to Facebook. They have a really cool program for new advertisers and people who have been advertising for a while. I went through the program. It's free. It's a 4-week program, and they will help you set up the ads. So I'm not even going to walk through setting up the ads on this presentation, because, you know, they will handle that. I'm just going to show you best practice so that you don't screw up from the marketing side, which is, you know, really where people sort of fail with paid advertising. But yeah, great point, Taryn. Definitely, you know, this can be a little bit scary, but I promise you, if you can really dial in and you're able to, you know, put $100 in, and say you just get one client, right? You know, all of you have different businesses, and I don't know exactly what you would be using Facebook ads for. Maybe you're trying to sell a product. Maybe you're trying to generate leads. But think, if you were to get one client and you spent $100, that would probably almost definitely be worth your time and money. So if you think about it that way, this is an investment in your business.
One other question I do have, and I know it's on some people's minds, because we've got some people that I know are, maybe they've used PPC and Google AdWords and things like that, and they're familiar about it with it, or they've heard about it, and they go, oh my God, you know, there's $10 a click here, and how do I even know how many leads I'm going to even get with this $100?
Right. Yeah, you know, I'm going to share that information with you guys. I'm going to share links to some step-by-step walkthroughs to set up tracking. Definitely nothing to worry about or to get nervous about, but you can track your leads and you can track your results right within the Facebook platform. So you'll be able to log in and see what you're paying for a lead or what you're paying for a website visitor.
Okay, awesome. Well, then I'm going to let you...
Awesome.
Here, I'm going to let you move on.
Cool. So yeah, guys, we just talked about, you know, why we suggest starting with Facebook, but I want to make sure we're on the same page. I'm not talking about, you know, doing social media. Nothing wrong with social media. I started at DM in charge of all of our organic social stuff. I know the amount of traffic you can drive with organic social media, and it's very important for your brand to have a presence on your Twitter feed or, you know, on your Facebook feed. But when I'm talking about Facebook right now, I'm talking about the advertising platform. So that confuses people sometimes. I just want to make sure we're really on the same page. You know, we are going to be spending a little bit of money, but like Taryn said, don't hop off right now, because it really is an investment in your business. And if you're willing to invest this hour of time into your business, you should absolutely be willing to invest $100 to generate more leads and sales. Moving more into that, when it comes to traffic, you really have two choices. So you can either earn traffic, and by earning traffic, I mean, you know, really getting out there on your Facebook page and posting a ton of content, working on your SEO. You can really earn that traffic. You can really focus on organic traffic. It takes a lot of time, though, and it's very inconsistent. And that's why we like to buy traffic. And, you know, it's really like everything else in life. What's more valuable to you? You know, your time or your money? We would much rather invest money into traffic that we know we can break even. We know that we're going to put $100 in and that we're going to see $100 back while acquiring customers, versus spending all of our time trying to figure out the next, you know, organic traffic hack that might take 3 months to work and then could disappear the next day. So that's really the value of focusing on paid traffic for us at Digital Marketer. And like I said, with this strategy, you know, you're getting started for only $20 a day. So very low barrier to entry. I don't recommend turning the ads off after the first day or two. I'll explain exactly how long to let them run. But, you know, there's always a stop button. So if you ever feel uncomfortable, you can always pause the campaigns. So moving into step one. So, you know, we have to start at the beginning here, and that's with setting up your brand page and your ad account. So you may or may not have a brand page for your business on Facebook. You may or may not have an ad account. I'm not going to go over how to do so. If you visit business.facebook.com, that URL That will allow you to set up your business page, set up your ad account. You can link both of them together. There's a nice help support link in the bottom left-hand corner when you go to business.facebook.com. If you have any questions, all of that is documented in Facebook's Help Center. But I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page and you guys knew that we do have to have a brand page and an ad account to get started with Facebook ads. So step one was quick, right? Now we're moving to step two. And this really is all about creating your first ad campaign. And again, you know, we're on a podcast right now. I'm not going to walk you through step by step how to set up an ad campaign. I want to teach you best practice in terms of marketing. So really with your first ad campaign, I highly, highly, highly suggest you call Facebook. It's 1-800-601-0077. That's 1-800-601-0077. You'll hop on the phone with someone at Facebook who's with the Facebook Go program. And Facebook just started this program. We've sent a ton of business owners to the Facebook Go program. And not at all is this connected with Digital Marketer. It's really just the best way for you to learn from Facebook. Number one, this is how to follow our rules. Number two, here's best practice for setting up your campaigns. Here are the buttons to push. And you'll have a client manager. So if you ever do have an issue with your ads, you can contact that person. So this is really a recommended step. When you call, they should set up an appointment with you in about 24 hours. Facebook's super helpful, and I really recommend that program. If you don't want to go that route with creating your first ad, the platform is very intuitive. Of course, there's a lot of documentation online. You could also visit, we have a link, and I'm sure Taryn will share these links with you guys, but it's
Yeah, definitely.
It's, you know, digitalmarketer.com/7-lessons-from-567-facebook-ad-campaigns. And you can look at our seven best Facebook ad campaigns that we've run at Digital Marketer. And I think this was published a few months ago, and at that time we had 567 total Facebook ad campaigns. So these are our seven best ad campaigns. If you want to, you know, check them out and see what they look like, that would also be a great resource.
If you were scribbling and you lost a couple words, I'll send it out to everybody.
Absolutely. Okay, so moving on to step three, guys, and this is really when we start to talk about the marketing portion and what's important, right? Step three is defining your targeting. Like I said, I can't create a marketing message for you guys on this call, but I can help you find your target market on Facebook. And people always think, you know, I own a business, I have this product, I have this service, I've been selling it forever, maybe I just started selling it. Across the board, people think, well, you know, I know who these people are, right? Like, I know my avatar, I know my target market. And that might be true. You might know who that person is, but you really might not know the best way to target them. And so this is honestly the most important part, because if you do have something that people want, you like we said, you have an offer, you have a product or service that people want, if you put it in front of the right people, even if your marketing message is a little bit off, if you show it to the right people, you will win. But if you have the best marketing message and you have the best offer and you put it in front of the wrong people, this will screw up your entire campaign. So that's why the targeting portion, you know, figuring out who is this ad going to appear in front of on Facebook, this is the most important part. So definitely pay attention to this step.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I would like to dive further into this, even more so, but we have to take a quick commercial break, we will be right back. Do you know why your website isn't turning visitors into customers? Well, discover the mistakes that most business websites make with this complimentary ebook that I would love to send you. In this ebook, you will learn that you do have more than one chance to sell to your customers and the little known trick on how to, and how to make it easy for your visitors to find what they want. In addition, we show you how to get the desired outcome when a visitor arrives to your website, and much more. Simply go to keynetworks.tv. Again, that's keynetworks, plural, .tv.
You're connected to the EWN Radio Network.
All right. So we are back, and you know what? I really, really, really love what you have covered so far. I think this is some really amazing and powerful information. Either you've experienced or you've heard of, and I know for me, millions of stories about people who said, you know, I really worked on my marketing message, the ad, the this, the that, and it just didn't work because it was more, you know, like with a pay-per-click and Google AdWords, because it was more shotgun type marketing versus targeted marketing.
Exactly. And the targeting is so important because, you know, say I was selling an information product about soccer that, you know, taught people, you know, how to become a better soccer player. Instead of targeting keyword or an interest that's soccer, you know, that's so broad. A lot of people skip out on the targeting part. They're like, oh, I know this. It's just going to be soccer. You have to get really specific. And so I'm going to share a few questions with you guys. And this list of questions, every time we roll out a marketing campaign at Digital Marketer, we ask ourselves these questions about our target market. You either are this person and you should ask yourself these questions. You should interview someone who is this person and ask them questions. And then plan C, if you aren't the person, you don't know the person, then you need to do some really extensive research on Google and Facebook, and I'll cover some resources for you to do so. But just so you know, the answers to these questions are very, very important. Question number one, who are the authority figures, thought leaders, or brands in your niche or market? This is really important. So, you know, back to, let's even talk about golf, right? Like people say we're selling a product about golf, and we want people to buy this training program. Maybe I'm not a golfer, so I would go to a friend and say, who are the authority figures, thought leaders, or brands in this market? This is an easy question to answer, right? You could list famous golfers or, you know, brands of clothing or products, really anything in this market. So authority figures, thought leaders, or brands. And just list as many of these as possible. But for all of these questions, what's really important to keep in mind is being specific. So I wouldn't want to list Tiger Woods or PGA, even though those are two, you know, one big name and one big, you know, sort of brand in the industry. I wouldn't use those two because they're not specific enough. If I was to follow Tiger Woods on Facebook, you know, who knows if I was following or, you know, liked his page because he's a great golfer and I'm a really avid, golf fan, or because of, you know, his affair and everything that was in the news about Tiger, right? Do you see where I'm going with that, Taryn?
I do. And you know what's so funny is I'm glad that you pointed that out as well, because I know that, again, when it comes to the marketing advertising, it's always best to get as narrow and as specific as possible, because you're right. If you type, you know, you think, well, that this person is a figurehead in this industry and this person everybody wants to know about, it's not necessarily for the reason that you are trying to market for. So that's excellent.
Because if I was selling a training program, I would want people who actually play golf, not, you know, Molly sitting over here like, ooh, Tiger Woods, you know, why am I following him? I don't watch golf. So same thing with, you know, ESPN. You would think maybe I'll target ESPN. No, that's way too broad. So you would want to think of, you know, maybe I would call my dad. Dad, who are, you know, the up-and-coming golfers right now? You know, who are golfers that only really avid golf lovers would know? So keep the specificity in mind there, absolutely. So another question that you want to ask, what books, magazines, or newspapers does your ideal customer read? Again, this is very important because if someone is interested enough in the subject to read a book or magazine or newspaper, then they're probably interested enough to buy something on the topic. So this is a great way to target people. So, you know, maybe I would target Golf Digest or, you know, any book that's, you know, about golf. But again, you know, if Tiger Woods wrote a book, I probably wouldn't, you know, target that because it's just too broad. So any really niche industry publications, you know, list out as many of those as possible. What events do they attend? This is really powerful. If someone loves something enough to attend a physical event, they're absolutely your ideal customer. So that's a great way to target people is by events. And of course, you know, either you attended that event, you can ask someone what are big events in this industry, or do some Google search. You know, search around the web and figure out what are some really niche events in my market. So what websites do they frequent? This is another great way to figure out where your people are hanging out online. You can use websites like similarsites.com, and you could type in, you know, maybe one of the bigger brands in your industry, and, you know, similar sites will give you a list of other websites most related to that industry. So another great way to find, you know, websites and brands and, you know, just different targeting options around your industry. Where do they live? This won't be applicable to everyone, but if you do own a local business or if you can, you know, if your market identifies to a certain location, that's a big part of your targeting. I tell local businesses all the time, you know, you're so lucky that you've defined your targeting, you know, that location has really defined your targeting. So if that's applicable to you, if your audience defines themselves by, you know, a certain location, that obviously needs to be a part of your advertising for paid media. What tools do they use? You know, this could go a few different ways. You know, for us at Digital Marketer, you know, we target small businesses or we target people who, you know, want to market their business online. So, you know, we're always targeting different tools, you know, whether it's Infusionsoft or just any tool that someone could use. This could also go, you know, back to the golf niche. What tools do these people use? You know, if they love golf enough to buy golf clubs, you know, those are tools of the trade. So, you know, something else to keep in mind and a great way to target. And then, you know, just to wrap up these questions, what's specifically unique about this group? So you always have to keep that in mind and spend, you know, this is the most important part of everything I'm going to teach you all, these questions and being very specific with your answers. And you don't have to have, like, you know, 5 to 10 answers for each of these questions. You don't even have to answer all of these questions. Maybe the tools question doesn't apply to you. That's fine. Really what I'm trying to do here is get you to think about different ways you can target your market based off of their specific interests. Cool. Are we ready to move to step 4, Taryn?
We are. This is, I have to thank you so much. I know we're not even done yet, but those questions are absolutely phenomenal because I know that a lot of times we go, okay, well, who do I market to? And the big thing is know what your avatar is.
Yes.
And those questions that you just gave will really cause someone to absolutely drill down and brainstorm as much as they can to figure out exactly who they want to reach.
Absolutely.
And, it's like that pinpoint, the sniper. Yes. I call it sniper marketing.
The sniper, yes. And it really is all about being specifics. When I started running traffic online, I was scared I was going to miss people, right? So I was scared I was going to, we're going to miss all of these possible customers. So my targeting was too broad. Therefore, I wasn't even reaching the right people. So don't be scared to get super specific. You will thank yourself for that.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Okay, so step four is use audience insights. So don't freak out. Audience insights is a tool, a free tool through Facebook. It will be inside of your ads manager. So you can always go to audience insights anytime you're logged into Facebook. The URL is facebook.com/ads. So ADS /audience_insights. So that should take you right to audience insights. And like I said, it's a free tool from Facebook. And they just added it a few months ago. And honestly, it has changed the way that I do our research for Facebook ads, because it allows you to leverage Facebook's data to find your market on Facebook. So what you're doing is basically you're going to take the answers to the questions you just answered. You're going to go to Audience Insights, and you're going to go to the bottom left-hand side under interests, and you're going to start putting the answers to your questions in that interest box. So keep in mind that everything you wrote down isn't going to show up in the Facebook interest box. So Facebook essentially indexes all of these different interests based off of the size of Facebook pages, based off of, how many people are interacting with this certain term. So, for example, you can target, the founder of Digital Marketer, Ryan Dice. You can target him in the interest section of Facebook because he has a brand page and because people are talking about him online. So when you take that list that you created, essentially the answers to the questions, you're just going to start entering them under the interest box in the bottom left-hand corner of Audience Insights. So I usually find that about half of mine will actually show up. So don't get discouraged. That's why we're using Audience Insights, so that we can find more interests to target. Another reason we're using Audience Insights is because once we put our list of interest into that box, Audience Insights is going to give us big list of the pages on Facebook that are most relevant to the interests that you put into that box. So basically what you're saying is, hey, here are all the interests I want to target. Can you tell me what other pages on Facebook are most related to these interests? And that's super powerful because a lot of times it will surprise you. Like I said, we're leveraging Facebook's data. So, they created this tool so that we can, we can be better at targeting on Facebook. So that's why this is so powerful. And I really suggest you use this, because once you put the interest in, you'll actually get a list by relevancy of the pages on Facebook that essentially you should target. Does that make sense, Taryn?
Yes, it does. It does. And it's great, because a lot of us, when we go to market whatever we're marketing, we assume where we know our avatar is. So let's say we've taken the time to figure out, ask those questions, drill down, figure out what our avatar is, and now I know who I'm looking for. And then a lot of times we, as business owners, entrepreneurs, assume we know where they're, where they're hanging out.
Right.
And
exactly.
I venture to say that if they go in and use this tool in Facebook, they are going to be absolutely surprised.
Absolutely. You will be so surprised, and you will get better results because, like I said, you're leveraging Facebook's data. They know, and you're about to run ads on their platform. So, you know, when they created this tool, it was like the best thing that ever happened. And even if you decide, you're like, Molly, this Facebook stuff doesn't sound interesting. You know, I never want to run ads on Facebook. You can use this tool for so many things. You know, just figuring out more about your market. It's really the ultimate market research tool. Facebook has data on everybody. So, you know, if you take anything away from this presentation, this is an awesome tool to you know, learn more about your market.
And just a quick question, would you mind maybe mentioning what else people could use this tool for? Let's say if they don't want to do Facebook ads, just say, you know, oh.
Yeah, absolutely. We watch our competitors a lot. So if you want to figure out what else your audience is interested in, use this tool and go check out what are my competitors doing? What can I do better? Also will help you cater your marketing message because you might find a pain point here, right? For example, a lot of people in digital marketing, a lot of our customers like Success Magazine or you know, Brendan Bouchard, or people that are talking about more motivational type stuff, or, you know, talking a lot about entrepreneurs. So we learned, you know, maybe we're not giving our audience enough of that information. Maybe we're being too dry. So we started creating videos, Dice Advice. And so, you know, Ryan gives more, you know, just intellectual insight and speaking to the pain points of an entrepreneur versus talking about conversion rates and pixels and emails. So that gave us a lot of insight to what our people were looking for, right? So
yeah,
I mean, there's a lot you can do with it, really, and really just learning more about your people and where they're hanging out. I mean, it's so powerful.
Oh, well, that's phenomenal. I appreciate you touching on that real quick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So once you put the interest here and you start to see and audience insights, you start to see the pages that your audience likes, other pages that your audience likes. It will create a list. Just make sure you start to write those down. You know, I would list out maybe 15 to 20 of those pages. We're not necessarily going to target all of those pages in our first ad. I'll show you, you know, how to pick which ones to target. But I would go ahead and write down, you know, maybe the first 20. Those are, you know, the cream of the crop. That's where we're going to start. And that's really what we use audience insights for. So moving to step five, we're actually going to input this interest targeting. So, you know, maybe you've talked to Facebook already or you've figured out how to set up the ads in Facebook and you're ready to actually input your interest targeting. So you want to, you know, start typing in these 15 to 20 pages that you just wrote down from Audience Insights. And in that targeting box, guys, you're going to have a lot of options. You're going to have custom audiences, which, you know, you can upload your email list or target website visitors. That's a little bit more advanced. I wouldn't worry about that right off the bat. They're going to allow you to target by age and gender. I really, you know, highly suggest you don't select an age bracket or a gender because, like we were talking about, you may not know as much about your market as you thought. And if you leave it wide open for this, you know, first Facebook ad test, let the data tell you, you know, what the demographics of your audience are because you might be surprised. I've learned so much about our audience and we've reached a whole new, you know, market through paid media because I didn't define the gender or the age. There are going to be some other options like behaviors. I wouldn't put anything in there. The only thing you want to focus on is the box that says interests, and that's where we're going to start to input the pages that we wrote down in the previous step. So what's really important to keep in mind, if you put, you know, all 15 to 20 interests in there, you're probably going to have a pretty big audience size. And you'll notice to the right of the interest box, it says potential audience size, and it's going to give you a number. So maybe it says 2 million people, right? That's a lot of people. And one of the biggest questions I get is, how big should my potential audience size be? And for your first Facebook ad campaign, you absolutely want to start with an audience between 500,000 and 1 million people. The only time this doesn't apply is if you are in a local market, and obviously if you're targeting a city and they don't have 500,000 people, you're not going to be able to target that many people. So that's the only time this won't apply. This is something we test, you know, almost every day at Digital Marketer, and this is the sweet spot for Facebook ads. So 500,000 to 1 million people is the perfect audience size. So like I said, you might have 2 million people right now. You might have 10 million people. You might have 50 million people. Depending on the size of those pages that you wrote down, you could be looking and saying, Molly, I'm not even close to that. What do I do? It's okay. All you need to do is start going through the interests, so mouse over each interest in that list that you already put into the interest box and find the biggest one. So find whichever one has the biggest audience size and remove that one from the list. And keep playing this game until you hit 500,000 to 1 million. So continue to X out of the interests the next biggest interest, right? Until you get to the sweet spot. It's going to allow you to get to the perfect audience size, and it's also going to remove any interest that might be, you know, it could be a good interest for your market, but it's gotten so big that it's not as specific as we want it to be, right? So back to Tiger Woods, you know, he would probably have 5 million people. You know, we would absolutely want to take him out of our interest. So, you know, look at your potential audience size and continue to remove the next biggest interest until you really hit this sweet spot here.
I have a quick question, though.
Absolutely.
Why is this 500,000 to 1 million people a sweet spot? What makes
Absolutely.
It so great?
That's a great question. Okay, the reason that this is such a great size to target is, number one, you're not going to get a false negative or a false positive. So, for example, if I target, you know, 20,000 people that, you know, love Ryan Dice on Facebook, of course that ad is going to do well. But it's only going to do well for a day or two. If I target too many people, the ad isn't going to do well. And I'm going to get a false negative, although my marketing message is probably good and I am reaching my audience, there's just too many people. Facebook can't optimize. So what Facebook is doing is Facebook's taking your campaign. They want your campaign to work, right? They want your advertising dollars. So they're trying to find people who are most likely to take whatever action you're telling them to take. So this gives them the right amount of people to start running ads and beginning to optimize your campaign for the next 3 to 5 days. So that's
okay,
really
great.
Yeah, and also what's cool about this audience size, after 3 to 5 days at $20 a day, like I said, $100 investment, you know, once you start your ad, don't touch it for 3 to 5 days. Don't look at it. It'll be the hardest thing you've ever done. You want to get in there and see how it's performing. Don't do that, because you have to let Facebook optimize your campaign. Because as soon as you start generating leads or sales, Facebook will know and they'll say, okay, great. We're figuring out who this person is. Now let's find more people most like this person. So in order to avoid false positives, false negatives, definitely give this 3 to 5 days to make sure that it's optimized. Another reason this is a great audience size, after 3 to 5 days, if your ad is a success, So you're breaking even, you're acquiring leads, you're selling, you know, whatever the objective of your campaign is, this leaves enough room for scale. So it's not, okay, 5 days, that was fun, it's over, we've reached all of the people, right? if it's working, this leaves plenty of room for you to increase your budget and reach more people in the campaign.
That's phenomenal. I appreciate you shedding the light on that, because I know
no problem.
A couple of our listeners are going, so what makes that number so big?
Yeah, why? You just made that up, Molly.
Right?
All right, guys, now I'm gonna switch into some sneaky tricks. I have six of them to sort of finish out the campaign and to give you a little bit more information. Some of these are frequently asked questions or just important stuff that I really want to cover. A lot of people ask, so when I do set up this campaign, you know, it's asking me for a URL, where do I want to send the traffic? So you definitely want to send the traffic to a page outside of Facebook. So, you know, if you've been on Facebook a while or if you've ever done marketing on Facebook, you might have seen people sending traffic to, you know, a tab on their Facebook brand page. We really don't recommend that anymore. And Facebook's actually almost made it impossible to do so. But we've done a ton of split tests on this. You really want to send traffic to a page outside of Facebook. You also want to send traffic to a page outside of Facebook because you want to be able to retarget those people, which that's a little bit more advanced, and I'll talk about it. That's the sixth sneaky trick. But you want to be able to, you know, cookie the people that you send to your website so that you can run ads again to them in the future for retargeting purposes. So, you know, definitely don't send your traffic to a Facebook tab. Want to send it to a standalone web page. If you don't have a website or that freaks you out or you don't know where to send the traffic, absolutely go to leadpages.net. It's an inexpensive service. You can create, you know, drag and drop standalone web pages and lead pages. So whether you want to host a webinar or you want to generate leads, whatever you want to do, they have a template. I use it, and I am not good with web design. I can't build web pages. Lead pages is an awesome service. So definitely send this traffic to a page outside of Facebook. Very, very important. Sneaky trick number two. Facebook's going to ask, and you'll see when you're setting up your ad, do you want your ads to run, you know, in the news feed? So in that main chunk of content that you see scrolling through, all your friends, that's the news feed. You'll also see the right-hand side ads. There are a few other different placement options. Starting off, you want to run your ads on all placements. So this is the same idea as, you know, the age and gender thing that we talked about with targeting. You don't know where your ads are going to perform the best, so allow Facebook to figure it out and then use data. And if you see that, you know, the right-hand side is costing you double what you want to pay for a lead, but the news feed, you're profitable, then turn the right-hand side off, you know, after you've run your test. So just very important, keep all those placements open, and again, let the data tell you. So sneaky trick number three, your image should speak to your marketing message. And this is really, really important, guys. And if you visit that link from earlier in the presentation, the seven lessons from 567 Facebook ad campaigns on our blog, which Taryn will share with you guys, you can take a glance at our seven best performing campaigns and, of course, their images. It's so important, you know, it's not as important as the targeting because if you're not putting it in front of the right person, the image doesn't matter. But it is the second most important part of this because the image is what people are going to see first. And a few things to keep in mind with your images, guys. Number one, you want it to speak to your marketing message. So, you know, you wouldn't want to just use some crazy image that catches people's attention because it has all these bright colors, or maybe it's got, you know, so many people run ads with like women with cleavage to catch guys' attention. Like, no, guys, like they might click, but they're not going to be interested with whatever is on your page. You're wasting money. Don't do that, right? You want your image to speak to your marketing message. And, you know, if you visit that blog post, you'll see, you know, seven different images that we've used that work really well. You know, one of the ads, we were running a campaign for an email marketing game plan. So the ad was really cool, and it looked like a football field, but it had a big, you know, email icon, and it said, you know, do something about your email marketing plan. So we were really creative in using cool colors and a cool concept while also weaving email marketing in to the idea of an email marketing game plan. So, you know, really put time and thought into your images, but don't freak out if you're not a designer or you don't feel comfortable with the image part. You can always use a service like Canva. It's C-A-N-V-A. It's drag and drop, just like the lead pages tool that I told you about for building web pages. Canva, you can say, I want to create a Facebook ad, and I want to drag, you know, this element and drag this element and put this text on the image. So, you know, definitely invest a little time into your images. They will be what catches people's attention. But, of course, make sure it's always reflecting your marketing message and you're congruent.
Now, I have a question for you real quick.
Absolutely.
So would you mind giving us another example of what type of image someone would use, let's say, if they were a speaker or a coach? What sort of exciting image could they use to really catch people's attention?
Absolutely. So you really want to speak to the end result. So it would depend on what kind of coach or consultant, you know, if you're in a specific market. But any kind of image that you could use that would speak to an end result. So, for example, let me think for a second. I reviewed a bunch of Facebook ads yesterday for our members, and we had a few consultants and coaches. Let's say you're a real estate coach, right? So you help real estate agents. And a pain point for a real estate agent is, you know, what if I'm unable to sell this house? Or what if I'm unable to even get enough clients? So a pain point you could hit with them was, you know, maybe use an image of like an empty, decrepit house. Or, you know, use something that's eye-catching that speaks to this, like, severe pain point for these people, right? Mm-hmm. You know, for example, we ran an ad for a social media swipe template. And, you know, our pain point there was, hey, are you not getting any clicks from social media? Like, doesn't that suck? Like, you don't want that to happen, right? you don't want this to happen. Another example, say you're giving guitar lessons, right? And you're in a local market and you're running ads for you to teach people to play guitar better. Using an image of someone really frustrated playing the guitar, right? That's speaking mm-hmm. to an emotion. You're like, yeah, I can't figure it out either. Like, can't someone help me? So really thinking of it in terms of your marketing message. So what pain point are you hitting, and how can you evoke that emotion in the image? Does that make sense?
Awesome. Yeah, it does. It does. And that's some excellent advice, because I know some of our listeners are going, okay, great. The information you've given us is phenomenal. I'm pumped up. I'm going to do this.
Right.
But then they're going to sit down and they're going to go, well, I know I need an image, but what image do I use? What's going to catch
right.
somebody's attention?
Exactly. And even something, you know, for example, we were running ads for us to do a done-for-you service for marketing funnels. So the ad looked like a broken funnel. You know, is your funnel
mm-hmm.
broken? So it doesn't have to be complex. Just evoke some emotion. Something that someone with that pain point would say, yes, like, I know exactly what you're talking about. I have that problem too. That's really all you need to do there.
Perfect. Thank you.
Cool. And you guys, if you do visit that blog post, you'll get some ideas too and see some different concepts. Honestly, if you're having trouble with images, go to Facebook and just keep refreshing the page and you'll see, you know, a ton of ads. And I always get great ideas from what other people are doing. Awesome. So sneaky trick number four, should I run a campaign for Facebook likes? And this is more so of a frequently asked question. You know, when you go to set up a Facebook ad, Facebook's going to ask you, just like a menu, you know, say you're going through the drive-thru and you're telling the person, hey, this is what I want. So same thing with Facebook. When you go to set up your campaign, they're going to ask, what is the objective of your campaign? Do you want clicks to your website? Do you want conversions on your website, which would be, you know, leads or sales? Do you want more likes on your brand page? And this is a question I get a lot. And honestly, the answer to this is no. You shouldn't run a campaign for Facebook likes unless you're targeting people who have hit your website. So it's a great way to say, hey, you visited my website. I would love to have you on the Facebook page. We're sharing content here, you know, something like that. Because that's a great way to transition someone from a website visitor to someone who likes your Facebook page. But honestly, with Facebook likes, it's just not worth the money. And what's hard there is that you can't assign a value to a Facebook like. You know, as a business owner, you can assign a value to a lead for your business because you know how many people you can convert, you know, from a lead to a customer. Therefore, do the math backwards, you know what you can pay for a lead. That's just too hard with Facebook likes, and I recommend you spend your time creating campaigns for leads and sales for your business. So just not something that we think is worth spending time for, but something I get a question, you know, that's something I get asked all the time.
Seth, I'm glad you touched on that because I also preach that as well, is don't just do it
right
for the like.
Yeah, you're like, don't do
you
it.
You want money. That's why
it's
you're in business.
It's a vanity metric.
right.
Okay, great. So sneaky trick number five, guys, and this is getting a little bit more advanced, but I'm going to share some more links to help you guys. So let Facebook optimize your campaigns. And that's a broad statement, but it has a lot of application when you're setting up your campaigns. Like we've talked about, Facebook wants your ads to do well because they want to make money. So they're going to optimize whether you're testing images or different headlines. They're going to find, you know, the best audience that they can for your ad. So let them do so. And there are a few ways you can let Facebook optimize. So number one, of course, we were just talking about, tell them what you want when you're setting up your campaign. So for example, if you want to send traffic to a page where someone would opt in or give you their email address or phone number, however you want to generate leads, you're going to want to take a Facebook pixel, which is, this is where it gets a little complicated, but I'm going to share a link that explains it all step by step for you. You would want to take a Facebook pixel, which is a little snippet of code, and put that on the page directly after they would submit their information. So whatever page the audience would hit right after they input their information on your website, that's the page where you want the pixel. So that way you can tell Facebook, hey, I don't just want clicks to my website. I want people who are going to take this specific action. And the way Facebook tracks that is through the pixel. There are also tons of cool stuff you can do with the pixels. You can create lookalike audiences. So you can say, I want an audience of people that are most like the people who have taken this specific action. It gets really cool and allows you to scale. Lots of value there. Another way you can allow Facebook to optimize is through the bidding. So if you do tell them that you want to optimize for leads or signups, whatever your objective is, make sure when you're setting up the bidding and you put, you know, I want to spend $20 a day, make sure you keep the option selected that says, you know, I want Facebook to optimize for as many conversions as possible. It says something like that Don't tell them what a lead is worth to you. Let them optimize your bidding. Let them optimize your campaign, because they're the ones with the data and they're the ones who know, you know, who's converting on what page, et cetera. So if you do want to learn more about sort of this optimization and the Facebook pixel stuff, definitely go to digitalmarketer.com/Facebook-advertising-pixels. And I'm sure Taryn will share that with you guys. But I've got some cool graphics and, you know, it's like, put this here, take this from here, paste it here. So don't let that freak you out. The pixels are so worth the investment and understanding what they are and how to use them. So definitely, definitely invest time into this trick.
Yeah, I second that motion as well. And again, I'm going to, quote unquote, second that motion with this disclaimer, is that for some it may seem a little overwhelming. But I guarantee you, if you can figure this out, learn it, or have, maybe you've got someone on your team who can look into this and do it for you, you will celebrate the day that you made the decision to do so.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, awesome. I'm sorry. We've got one more sneaky trick.
No problem. And just to reiterate, guys, with the optimization stuff, you must give Facebook time, again, to let them optimize. So, again, let the campaign run 3 to 5 days, $100 total investment will be totally, totally worth it. So sneaky trick number 6, and this is the last trick, you must retarget. You must do retargeting. It's so important. You know, retargeting basically is maybe they go to your web page and – you know, they're reading your sales copy, or, you know, they're learning a little bit about you, but, you know, their kid starts crying, or, you know, maybe they get a phone call, or maybe they get interrupted. So many people see retargeting as, well, this person didn't want this thing, but you're asking them to buy it again. No, absolutely. It doesn't have to be that way at all. A lot of times retargeting is just reminding people to take a specific action. You know, retargeting accounts for almost 40% of the revenue that we now see at Digital Marketer from our paid ad campaigns. So that's really,
wow,
really significant.
That's powerful. That's impressive.
And all it is it's easy to set up, and it's just taking advantage of all of this traffic that you just set up and that you've started to run. So this isn't like this whole separate thing you have to figure out. It's kind of just putting all of the pieces together, making sure you have an ad that says, you know, did life get in the way? You forgot to take advantage of this deal or this offer, you know, something really simple just to remind people, hey, you know, we're still here if you're interested. And, you know, through Facebook pixels, you can, you know, set up retargeting dynamically. So, you know, you can say they hit this page, but they didn't hit this page. So show them this ad. It can get pretty complex. But again, if you just want to walk through it step by step, we have a post for that too at digitalmarketer.com/funnel-facebook-retargeting. And that'll walk you through that process. But retargeting is really just the icing on the top of the cake, and it kind of pulls everything back together for your campaign. And, you know, since we've started doing more and more retargeting, like I said, it's made such a difference in terms of revenue from paid media for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
Taryn, I'm glad you touched on that. And I just, because, you know, I see a lot of people where they take the time and they take the money to do, let's say, everything up to, you know, the pixel point, and then they don't do the retargeting. It's as if they're just throwing all of that in the trash.
Absolutely.
And this is a powerful step to increasing your return on your investment.
Absolutely, and it's really just following up with people. You know, it doesn't take a ton of extra effort, so it's totally worth the time. If you think about any sort of sales cycle, you know, if you're following up with people on the phone, this is the same exact concept. So definitely important. And, Yeah, Taryn, I covered the what we planned to cover. So you guys, you know, four steps and then six sneaky little tricks. And I promise if you follow this and you really think about that targeting and you get specific and you invest this money and spend some time, this will make a big, big, big difference in your business.
Well, that is awesome, Molly. I want to thank you again so much.
No problem. No problem at all.
For going over all that. It's just phenomenal. And you know what's so funny is I typically ask more questions during the show, but I honestly didn't want to interrupt so much because you were delivering such phenomenal content to our audience that, you know, I was just, I'm going to let her just roll with it.
Absolutely.
Let her go.
Well, thank you. This was fun.
So really quick, before we end the show, I know that you guys are putting on this event, Traffic and Conversion, in San Diego. I guess that maybe it's next week. And
absolutely.
I know that Traffic and Conversion, you guys always deliver such amazing information, blows people's minds. Where can someone find out more information about that? They can get more of you and more of Ryan and
definitely
who just are always so willing to share.
Thank you. It's trafficandconversionsummit.com. And we're actually sold out of tickets, which is exciting but crazy. But we do have live stream available. So if you're interested in watching online, you know, it's going to be a lot of stuff just like I presented. You know, I'll cover a lot more on traffic. We have a ton of cool speakers. Really any aspect of digital marketing and growing your business, we're covering that in 3 days. So, you know, we've been preparing for this one. You know, we have this every year. This will be the sixth annual Traffic and Conversion Summit. So definitely hop over to the website and check out the schedule if it's something you're interested in. We would love to have you, you know, on the live stream.
Awesome. And then if our listeners want to connect with you further, how can they do that?
Yeah, definitely. You can, you know, check me out on Facebook, on digitalmarketer.com/blog. I post there at least once every 2 to 3 weeks. So lots of content just like I covered here. You can absolutely check us out, the Digital Marketer Facebook page, sharing lots of content there. We do have a membership with a private Facebook group where we answer questions about stuff like this. It's called Digital Marketer Lab. So if you're interested, you know, in joining us and learning more from us, you could always check out our membership. I think there's a dollar trial at digitalmarketer.com/LP/lab-trial. I can share that, and you can join us for just a dollar. Talk about
great.
An investment.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
You'll definitely get your investment back.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I really live in – you know, in that group with our members mostly, and then, of course, sharing content on the blog and on Facebook.
Well, awesome. Thank you again so very much. I can hear some wheels turning out there in the audience.
Absolutely. So. I enjoyed it. And I appreciate you having me on, Taryn.
Oh, well, thank you again. And also, everyone, if you would like to connect with us outside of the show, you can also look for us on Facebook at MarketU. And I was able to get Molly. She graciously agreed to also do this episode for you guys with a visual part. So if
Absolutely.
You guys would love to get the visual portion of this presentation, just go to tarynashley.com/Molly, MOLLY. And you will be able to obviously hear this, all this amazing information again, but also, see the URLs, see some more of the information that Molly was covering on this episode, and really be able to grasp it even further if you're interested. So thank you, Molly.
Yeah, thanks, Taryn. Talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Bye. Bye.